92.3 WTTS. On demand.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Alex Brown Church of Seawolf, currently on tour in support of the album White Water, White Bloom. Now, the name Seawolf comes from a novel by Jack London, and you also contributed a song to the audiobook A Wolf at the Table. So what role does literature play in your songwriting and personal life?
I don't know how much of a role it plays in my songwriting. My personal life, you know, I just read probably more than the average person, but not, you know, an extravagant amount. It's not necessarily a huge role in my life or in my songwriting. I'm definitely more music influenced when it comes to writing.
Right, and the song for the audiobook A Wolf at the Table was probably a special circumstance, but what is the songwriting process typically like for you?
Usually I start with like a vocal melody and a guitar part, and then I just kind of mess around a lot until I come up with something that feels good to me, and I like the, you know, it sounds good and it feels good, and then I just kind of build on that, build other parts around it, and then kind of do lyrics usually at the end, like once I've figured out the structure and the melodies for all the parts.
Right. Have you ever started a song with the lyrics first, or like a line or something that you wanted to expand upon?
I mean, actually, I kind of do that a lot in terms of, you know, what the hook of the song will be, the song, kind of the song, which will oftentimes be the song title. Sometimes it'll come, you know, the title will come to me before I even start writing, and I just have to figure out what the title means and where, you know, where that came from, and the story kind of tells itself after that.
Your song The Violet Hour was featured on the Twilight New Moon soundtrack, and some people have a very strong opinion about the film one way or the other. So what kind of reactions are you hearing from being associated with that film?
I haven't heard anything negative. I personally haven't heard anything negative. Everybody thinks it's like a big deal, and they're all, you know, excited, and people generally kind of think it's pretty cool. So that's kind of been the majority. I mean, maybe there's a few people think otherwise, I don't know, but definitely most people don't, you know, most people feel like it's pretty cool.
And how did you get involved with the Twilight New Moon soundtrack?
The music supervisor, who picked all the music and placed it in the film, they have used Seawolf before in other projects, so she was aware of Seawolf and is a fan, and contacted my label to see if there were any unreleased tracks for use in the film, and we did have one, and it just so happened to work in the film, and that's how it happened.
And your appearance on other outlets besides your own album serves to expose your music to an audience that you may not have reached otherwise. Does a growing audience or a different audience influence your live performances or the way you think about your own music in any way?
Not at all. You know, we don't necessarily cater our music to whatever audience is coming to the show. You know, I'm just continuing to do what I've done before.
So doing whatever feels comfortable, it doesn't matter if there's bigger venues or larger crowds, you don't feel that you have to change anything to please anyone?
No. I mean, I feel like we kind of, when we play, I mean, yeah, it feels kind of the same to large crowds as smaller crowds, for sure.
Do you have a preference for one or the other?
Well, it's definitely more fun to play in front of more people, so, yeah.
Something that some people might have a misconception about is that if a band is on tour, they're able to support themselves through their career in music, and oftentimes that isn't the case. So what are some of the ways that you and the band have supported yourselves getting to this point, and what are some of the difficulties associated with the touring lifestyle?
Well, I've been pretty lucky in that I've been able to focus most of my time just doing music and basically make a living doing music because of things like the New Moon soundtrack and licensing opportunities, because we're kind of a big band and it's expensive for us to tour, and we're not popular enough that we're making a lot of money at our shows, so we spend a lot of money to just even go out on tour. So it's not a huge source of income for us touring right now. For the players in the group, the label pays them tour support, you know, pays their salary. So that's how that happens.
You were once quoted as saying, every time you make a record, you invariably think, I wish I had done that differently, or next time I want to do this. How does that kind of thinking influence your progression as a musician?
Well, it influences it by kind of propelling me to try new things, you know, kind of makes me interested in continuing to explore and create new sounds and explore new territory.
And on the opposite side of that, does kind of second-guessing yourself or thinking that you'd wish you'd done something differently ever hinder your progress because you're thinking about what could have been?
Maybe briefly, but not really, because you can only ever be in the present moment, and so whatever comes out at that moment, you can't have any regrets about, because that's all you were capable of doing at that moment. That's where you were at that moment. That's what you were interested in pursuing at that moment.
So as you continue your own musical career, you might be inspiring individuals to write their own songs or pursue their passion for music. So what was the moment that made you realize that this is what you wanted to be doing?
When I was really young, nine years old, I lived in a kind of a gold rush town, a historic gold rush town in California, and people used to play music in the street, bluegrass music in the street, and I always just thought that was so cool, getting to see this live music. And as a child, I think that I realized I wanted to play music, I wanted to actually play the fiddle, and I took violin lessons as a kid and for a little bit, and yeah, I kind of just always had a obsession with music, I guess. Those were my first live music experiences.
92.3 WTTS, Craig Shank with Alex Brown Church of Seawolf, currently on tour in support of the album White Water, White Bloom. Good luck on the tour, Alex, and thanks for your time.
All right, thanks a lot.
92.3 WTTS, on demand.